Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Lieutenant Rich LaRochelle. He's Emergency Management and Assistant SWAT Commander, Anaheim Police Department. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. I look at the calendar today, and I think that we may be able to get ourselves in just a little bit of trouble today. Not because it's National Dog Day. Yes, I enjoy the dogs. Actually, you know something? At one time, I probably don't have it on my board here, but I did have the sound bite at one time of Hillary Clinton doing her dog imitation. I could probably get myself in trouble if I did that. I don't have it on the board. Doggone it. National Women's Equality Day. I will go back to the very days of my mother. My departed mother, she said she did not want equality. She didn't want to take a step backwards. So I look at that one. National Web Mistress Day. I'm glad my wife's not watching today. But having beaten anorexia, though, I think I'm going to stick with, it's pretty safe, Cherry Popsicle Day today. Yeah, I think I'm going to just go that way myself. Cherry Popsicles. We can do that. Stay out of trouble that way. Hey, let's look at the jigsaw puzzle today, or the roller coaster, better known as the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It is up right now, 219 points. If you are an insomniac like me, you probably saw early this morning when the Dow Jones futures were down about 300 points. They haven't been down that far today. They did go down a little bit. They were down about 53 at one point in the day. Now they are up 219. I'll explain all of that to you. The S&P 500 up 22. We are looking at oil prices. Oil's up 4 cents per barrel. Does that mean anything to us in Calizuela? I'm just going to take a look real quick and see what we've done here. Oil prices being up. What do you think that's done to gas prices? Well, 259.1 is the national average. How close are you paying to 259.1? I think I got 321 on Supreme at Costco over the weekend. But on an average, right here in Calizuela, we are paying 357.5. Yeah, that's painful. Now, we're a little bit below. I wonder if the prices are fixed in Hawaii. It looks like they're almost always 364.9 in Hawaii, just about the same as Calizuela. But we were a little bit higher than them for a while. Louisiana, they're at $2.20.5. Mississippi, $2.20.2. About $1.30 a gallon less than what we are paying here. I can't believe that we are still. But we can keep it voting for the same people to come in here and do the same things. I am looking at the 10-year Treasury. That's been on a roller coaster today also. And I told you that the 10-year Treasury is going down to somewhere between 1.28 and 1.32 yield. I told you that when we were at 2.4. Well, right now we're at 1.53. It was all the way down to 1.42 this morning before the telephone rang. And I'm going to tell you about the telephone ringing. And what does that mean? I mean, the telephone rang and the bonds went up. The telephone, well, that's the reason the telephone rang is also the reason that the Dow Jones Industrial went up. I wonder who's calling who, that we're getting some numbers like that. I think I may have a little bit of an insight as to who's calling and what is going on there. I think here it is.
China.
Yeah, the president
China.
Came up. Yeah.
China.
Yeah, that's the one. China gave a call to the president, gave a call to the Secretary Mnuchin. And they decided, lo and behold, they want to make a deal. And now, I listen to all of these smart people that tell us about how it's impacting the consumer, what's going on with China right now. I listened to a trader this morning, a highly respected stock trader this morning, talking about how the president does not have the ability to do what he said last week. Now, what did the president say? He said, I order all American companies to find a different solution to where they're buying goods from and stop purchasing from China. And this stock trader this morning, again, really, really successful trader, he says the president does not have the authority to do that. Technically, he could be correct, but many instances, you get a lot of folks that do things and they talk about things that they have not done in the past. Well, I will share with you in my prior life, I did do a lot of importing and exporting. And while a president may not technically be able to tell you to stop buying from another country, they can make it extremely painful to do so. And I will give you the case study. Probably 20, 25 years ago, before we had iPhones, before we had iPads, before we had photography on technology, we had cameras. I don't know if you remember the 110 camera. Maybe you remember the 126 camera. It goes back a day or two. You had to wait until the film got developed, until you knew that if you got a shot or didn't get a shot. What did you do with all those pictures? Well, you put them in something called a photo album. Well, what happened is the U.S. decided that, I think it was Korea, had decided that they were going to start selling all of their photo albums to the U.S. Really, really hurt the U.S. market for manufacturing of photo albums, and because they were selling them to the U.S. for less than what it cost to make. What does the U.S. decide to do when they finally decided to do something? They slapped a 300% tariff on photo albums. 300%. Guess how many photo albums started selling. Now, could you imagine? Just think about numbers here. What is one of the claim that the reason the president delayed his last round of tariffs from mid-September to December was because he had a conversation with Apple CEO Tim Cook, and Tim Cook made a good case why they should delay the tariffs. Now, what do you think would happen to Apple iPhone sales if they put a 300% tariff on them? So your $1,000 phone now becomes $3,000. Do you think that would be a good incentive for Apple not to buy from China? And it's been already done. It didn't take an act of Congress to put that 300% tariff on photo albums. But what happened to photo albums, if you're old enough like me to remember? Well, the supply chain moved. We stopped buying photo albums in Korea. We started buying photo albums in China, right? Just a thought. Now, what happens if they put all these tariffs or increase these tariffs to an unbelievable level in China? Well, the supply chain will move. Now, Samsung, they were smart enough. They're already moved to their supply chain. They're not buying their goods in China. They're buying, I think, in Vietnam or one. Well, I forgot which other country, but they've already done that. So while this trader was technically correct, the president cannot order the company not to buy from China, how much do you think they're going to sell if they're buying the goods from China? Now, are the tariffs hurting us? That's the next step that we are watching all the time. Are the tariffs really affecting you and me? Well, if we watch the numbers, not what the talking heads have to say, that's why you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, watch the numbers. Don't listen to me even. Go and see what is happening when the Federal Reserve talks about inflation. Oh, wait, we've put 10% tariffs on hundreds of goods. We put 15% tariffs on goods. We're collecting billions of dollars in tariff money, yet inflation's at about 1.8%. How do you put a 10% tariff on all these billions and billions of dollars of goods and it does not affect inflation? Well, it's very simple. Have you noticed that China is a communist country? Have you heard the talk about them devaluing their dollar, their currency, not their dollar, but the yuan, their currency? Well, what they do is they stop charging as much on the first end of the price. And it's the same thing I tell you with your real estate. Doesn't matter what your interest rate is. Doesn't matter what your mortgage insurance is. What matters is what is the final dollars and cents, the Benjamin Franklins. How many of those are coming out of your pocket to make things happen? So, yeah, we can have a 10% tariff, but if China drops the price of that same commodity by 10%, guess what? It has no effect on the American consumer. That's why the tariffs have not, you haven't felt them as the media wants you to think you're feeling them. Just a thought for you. We're going to get into more information. Oh, I forgot to tell you about the phone call. We might have to talk about that in the Mortgage Minute. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, I am extremely excited to hear about this because I live in Anaheim Hills. Don't tell anybody. It's just you and me listening. And I remember the Canyon fires, and it was a bit of chaos around here trying to move around. Well, thank goodness the city officials have got together. And a lot of agencies, from what I understand, we'll talk about that, have got together, and they've got a plan. And Lieutenant's going to share that with us when we come back. We're going to also talk about experts predicting a strong housing market. We've got the Mortgage Minute, how to get pre-approved for a mortgage loan, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to give a call. They'll get you set up. Their market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, now up 214 points. S&P 500 up 22 points. The NASDAQ, that's now up 72 points. The 10-year Treasury, 1.53 right now. And mortgage-backed securities, they are up about 3 basis points. As I tell you all the time, all that information readily available if you know where to find it on google.com. They don't have the information as to why are all of these things happening. That is why you listen to Ron Siegel Radio. So when China calls the president and the president or the administration reports that they're willing to make a deal to get the tariffs situation settled, that's what the phone call that has had the impact on the markets today. Biggest conversation there, obviously the president is over there dealing with the G7 summit right now. Not a whole lot of news coming out of there so far, but if we get this trade talk settled, that'll be good news. Now, don't get too excited. If you are in the market, and I've shared with you many times publicly that I am in the market, so I'm not just talking about this. Don't get too excited. When the market was down 500 or 600 points on Friday, don't get excited. If the market's down up 200 today, don't get excited because it may be down 200 tomorrow. If you are a senior, don't worry about it. Keep about 12 months worth of all of your expenses, all of your life needs in cash. That would either be in CDs that are laddered so you get a payment every month, or just in a money market account. I know it's not getting you any interest, but the 10-year Treasury is not either. But then you don't have to worry about markets like this. If you're long-term, you keep a year's worth of money in cash, always roll another month in each month. You don't have to worry if the market's up, the market's down, because don't watch that 401k. It's not good for your health, right? I mean, if you need the money right now, keep it in cash. If you don't have to need it right now, don't worry about it, because hopefully you're investing in your 401k on the days the market takes those 500-point dips. Just a thought for you. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you again by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So today's conversation, we're getting educational, and I talk to you all the time. It's all about the community. Now, why do I focus so much on the city of Anaheim? I've told you this before. Anaheim's like a bellwether for Southern California. We're not Los Angeles, thank goodness. My car sputters at the county line, so when we talk about San Diego County, Orange County, Riverside County, San Bernardino, I favor Anaheim. We've got a lot going on here. But if you remember a few years back, we had the Canyon Fires 1 and 2. And if you lived at that time in Anaheim Hills, it was chaos. And it was pretty crazy, people trying to get out of the area. I think they had the same thing in Yorba Linda with their fires a few years before that. But one nice thing about Anaheim is they go to work on these things. They try not to have the same problem twice. Yeah. Is that a fair assessment?
Very fair.
Right, there may be something new, but we've got Lieutenant Rick. Easy for me to say. Rich La Rochelle is in with us. He's the man in charge, the Emergency Management and Assistant SWAT Coordinator, Anaheim Police Department. Welcome.
Thank you.
So my wife and I live here on the west side of Anaheim Hills.
Okay.
Got a lot of family and friends that are on the east side.
Right.
And my wife did probably the thing that you would like least. Is she got in the car and decided she's going to go help some friends and family evacuate, get some of their personal possessions and animals and kids and things like that out of the area. And boy, did she catch a lot of traffic.
Yes.
Probably not exactly what you were hoping for people to be doing.
Correct.
So what is the right thing?
Well, first off, you know, when the evacuation order comes out, get out of the area. Don't wait around. We had a lot of people that waited and waited and waited, and then it gets to be too late. We need everybody to go once we say go. And then if you're already out of the area, stay out of the area. The point of evacuation is not to, if you're out of the area, come back into the area so that you can then evacuate. It's to be out of the area, stay out of the area. I know that you want to come out and help. That's great, but it actually causes more chaos and more panic and, you know, more traffic.
So what do I do if I have an animal or if I have a, you know, I shouldn't go to the animal first. What if I have a child? Like, I mean, I have a friend of mine who is actually a real estate professional, and she was at work and had a child who was homesick.
Right.
So what do you do then?
So that's part of our whole Know Your Way campaign and being prepared and having a plan. I can't tell you exactly what the right answer is, but the more you have conversations about this, the more sure that you talk about it and you pre-plan is what's going to be the key. So if you do have that child that's home or that elderly person that you take care of, be thinking about it today when there's no chaos, when there's no evacuation, there's no emergency. Think about today. Is there a stay-at-home relative or neighbor that's nearby in your neighborhood that you can maybe go talk to? Go meet your neighbors. Go talk to them. Say, hey, if you're here during the day, could I call you if my child's home sick? Could you come and pick up my child and take them with you out of the area? If you've got that elderly relative that lives with you, have a plan of how you're going to get that person out instead of the day of trying to do it and trying to get into the area that we're trying to push people out of. Think about it today.
That's a fascinating part of it, because from your world and the conversations I've had many times with law enforcement and the fire folks, is you guys are planning for everything that you can possibly imagine.
Yes.
As a bystander, a civilian, so to speak, we just kind of react because we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
So it's always helpful that you're out there doing these things and coming out into the community to share, because, until that fire happened, my kids have stayed home scores of times by themselves.
Right.
And who would even think of something like that? Because those fires, they happen somewhere else.
Right.
Exactly. Right? I mean, we don't think about that.
Until they happen in your own backyard. And then it's pure panic and trying to decide on the fly what you're going to do. And that's why, September is coming, right?
Right.
National Preparedness Month.
Okay.
That's where we really want people to be thinking about it and start putting this stuff together. A few weeks ago, we had the earthquakes. That even made me and my family decide, hey, we need to start looking at what our emergency plan is. Here I preach this stuff every day, and I didn't have a plan for my own household. So we sat down.
So I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, so don't feel so bad. So, we're all guilty of it. But,
right.
But that's what we have to do. We have to have these conversations. So you have to have, if you have children at the home, or tell them what you expect of them in an emergency. Tell them what you need to be done.
So we were watching when my wife went up to help her friend. She got firsthand knowledge, probably not the best, but people are doing their best to abide, follow laws, right? So when they were coming down from the hill area where the fires were, the proper side of the road is backed up for miles and miles and miles. And you watch the other two lanes and the center lane in some instances, there's nothing there.
Right.
Is that normal? Is that something that can we – what would happen if I went into those lanes? Am I breaking laws then? Or?
Yes, you're absolutely breaking laws. And what happens is we need to keep those other lanes available for emergency responding vehicles.
Okay.
And we don't want to add to the chaos by having head-on collisions.
That makes sense, sure.
Because people that may be coming off of those streets, they're going to look at, say, the westbound lanes of Santa Ana Canyon that are all stopped and backed up and go, well, I'm going to go right and go eastbound on Santa Ana Canyon because there's no traffic.
Right.
So they're going to go eastbound, and if somebody that's going westbound decides, well, I'm going to go into the eastbound lanes, now you have the potential of a crash, head-on collision, and that's going to add to the chaos, and it's going to pull resources from what we're doing.
Sure.
I'm going to now deal with somebody that may be injured pretty badly and head-on collision.
So I'm a simple guy, and I've talked to enough. So when you talk about resources, you're talking about you've got to have a paramedic or a fire truck or a police come out there and take care of this new emergency.
New emergency.
So they're not taking care of that fire because they don't have as many people over there anymore.
Right, right. And now if we have all of our local Anaheim resources, Orange County fire resources dealing with the fire, we may have Garden Grove units coming to help with the accident or Buena Park units. So it's going to be a long time to get there.
And then they've got to deal with the traffic.
And that's one of the things that when we first started looking at this plan of Know Your Way, we got together and we started saying, hey, what if we did make Santa Ana Canyon all one way? And we looked at that. And we actually did some research. We went and we talked with Orange County Sheriffs in Florida.
Okay.
In Florida. I said, hey, you guys are great at evacuations. You do it all the time. How do you do it? And they do have a lot of streets that they do go all one way. But you got to look at the dynamic in Florida is that, one, they do it all the time.
Sure.
And they have a lot of straight streets that just go for miles straight. And all the people that live there are very trained and educated on doing that. So it's easy for them to go all one way. We can't do that out here. We don't do it enough, and the streets aren't straight enough. You can't see. A lot of them are curved, and they bend around and that sort of thing. So it'd really be more of a hindrance.
So if and when there is the next fire, we should not expect to be going on the opposite way of the roads.
No, not at all. We've come up with this plan now that we think that we've solved a lot of those issues. Because let's face it, I mean, that traffic was horrendous.
Sure.
We had gridlock for hours. And you know, I was one that, you know, I live out east out here, and I was stuck in it even, you know.
Sure.
Trying to get out of my house, get to the main station, you know, and then get back into it just to be working the problem. But
So there is. So one of the things that I had been led to believe, and I'll let you clear up whether it is, or a lot of different agencies involved.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what, one of the things we knew right away when we started looking at this plan and coming up with the evacuation plan. We can't do it on our own.
Right.
We have neighboring agencies. We have a lot of other entities that we had to get involved. So we brought in ourselves, a lot of city departments, public works, planning, community services, the communications team through the city manager's office. We brought Orange Police Department in, Orange County Sheriff's, California Highway Patrol, school districts, Caltrans. I mean, you name it. We brought anybody and everybody that we thought is going to be having a part in this. And we brought them together. We had several planning meetings. We brought them all together and we said, hey, look, no ideas off the table. Everybody, we want input. The more people that we have eyes on and brains in the room talking about this stuff, the better we're going to put a better plan together. And that's what we did.
Fascinating. We're going to get into the plan when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Engineers, I think I'm going to do this earlier. I told the lieutenant a minute ago that we may do this. We're going to just do brief sessions on the sponsored stories today so we can get more into this, because there's a lot to cover here. We don't have a lot of time, but we're going to do our best to get as much as we can. You can reach me anytime, off-air number. We're going to put a lot of this information on Ron Siegel Radio too, so make sure you're checking the socials for all this data. So we'll put the links to the plans. Reach me anytime, off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Again, the real-time real estate segment today is being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, how about getting information on it on a monthly basis? Find out what the county recorder has. And you can also see what the market data tells us or tells you, because you're putting your address in there. It goes only to you. Text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, no spaces, to 79564. Not going to do a real-time real estate story today or a segment today, education, because we're spending a lot of our time, we're spending all of our time today devoting the broadcast to emergency management. It's fascinating. I heard that this came out, this was done, and I wanted to bring this to you and get you, especially in all of our channels, as much information as you can. If you have a loved one who's not able to watch or listen to us today live, we're going to have the replays available. It'll be on Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. We'll also have it on the Ron Siegel Radio Archives, and we'll display this prominently so you can actually get some great information here. Not from me, because I'm just your neighborhood local radio host, but we've got Lieutenant.
Don't demote me.
Lieutenant Rich LaRochelle here. He's the Emergency Management and Assistant SWAT Commander, Anaheim Police Department. I kind of had to make this typing a little bigger for old eyes. We're chatting about the fires and the evacuation plan, and I'm looking here. All these different agencies got to working together to find out how to solve the problems we had here in the Canyon fires. And I don't know if you were part of that or if you watched the news and you saw the chaos that was here in Anaheim. And one of the great things about Anaheim is you see a lot of planning, right? We've got all the resorts and the tourism. So they're always planning at Anaheim Police Department for contingency plans. Well, now we have this one of our own here, and we're dealing with the fires, and people are going the wrong ways, wrong side of the lines. My wife's not one of them. But they've come up with a plan. So we're talking about this, and we're talking during the break. So my wife, I told you, was going down the wrong – in the center median there, and a couple other people followed her, and they were able to – still took 2 hours to go from East Anaheim to West – East Anaheim Hills to West Anaheim Hills.
Yes.
Right? It was – so what they did was not ideal.
And
it was dangerous.
And we don't encourage that.
Right. No. And it was dangerous. So, but they're thinking that they're just moms trying to get kids out of here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't want to mess with mama bear.
That's true.
Right. But at least now we've got a better way. So when you have that over there in the hills, what's the ideas now that are, or the plans now? I guess it's not ideas as much anymore.
Right. So right now, first off, I want to put this claim out there that this plan in no way is the catch-all, end-all. It's a starting point. It's a good foundation to get us talking about this stuff and really, you know, it's a good starting point.
Sure.
So that's what we did. And one of the first things that we noticed is that we did have a lot of people trying to come into the area as we're trying to push people out.
Right.
So one of the first things that we identified was we have to control the freeway. Now, if the freeway is open, and it's not in involved with a fire like we had the freeway complex fire several years
sure.
ago, you know, where the freeway actually was shut down. Canyon 2, the freeways were open. So one of the things that we said is we have to control the off-ramps. We've got to stop people from coming into the city.
And into the area. Sure.
So that was one of the first things we did. We talked with California Highway Patrol, with Caltrans, and we said, could we shut down all the off-ramps coming into the East Anaheim area? And they were very receptive to that. And they said, yes, we actually could. And so that's one of the first parts of the plan, is to actually shut down the off-ramps of the freeways from Lakeview all the way to Gypsum.
Okay.
So that nobody can get off the freeway into the East Anaheim area. Now, that does obviously take some resources, take some time. But California Highway Patrol, Caltrans, they said, really, it's realistically, police units could get there pretty short order.
Sure.
The lights and sirens, and they could do the initial shutdown. Caltrans may take a little bit longer to get out there, but still they said, hey, probably within about an hour or so, they could have signage up, they could have their trucks up there and cones and shut it down. So that now the freeway is just flowing out. Now, we know the 91 freeway is usually a parking lot.
Right. It doesn't flow.
But at least it keeps people.
This is more parking spaces.
Yeah, exactly. But at least it keeps people from
sure.
exiting into the city while we're trying to push people out. So that allows us to keep basically, like on Weir Canyon, all traffic going northbound towards the freeway. One of the other things we did is we talked to Orange County Sheriffs and we said, hey, look, on the other side of the freeway in Yorba Linda, that becomes your jurisdiction. Could you guys help us by shutting down all southbound traffic so that there's nobody coming from Yorba Linda south into the city? They said, yeah, we could help you do that. So that's part of the secondary part of the plan. So like on the Imperial, on Weir Canyon, we're going to stop people from coming southbound into the city. So really that allows us to now push everybody northbound towards the freeways. And then once they get on the freeways, the freeway on-ramp, they can either go east or they can go west on the freeways.
So they're going to let them go either way?
Yes.
Okay.
The on-ramps will be open if the off-ramps will be closed.
Okay. Why? Because I was wondering if you're going to push people from, you know, the east side to go further east
yeah.
and the people from the west side of the area to go further west
yeah.
to try and minimize any traffic on the freeway.
No. It just once they get to the freeway, they can either go east or west. Now, obviously, Know Your Way, the marketing campaign we've got for this evacuation plan, we're telling people we want you to try and work your way west because that's probably the safest way.
Okay.
You know, obviously, most of the fire is going to be on the east side.
It's sure.
going to be burning those hills out there. So that's why we want to say, hey, if you can, go west.
Go west. Okay.
Go west.
Now, are just on the side, are other some of the other local citizens, you mentioned the idea of the freeway fire.
Yes.
Is Yorba Linda looking at this too, because obviously they're close by here. Are they looking at the plan that you've come up with all these agencies?
Yes.
To put something like that in place for Yorba Linda too?
Well, yeah, and actually the Orange County Sheriff's already had a plan. So what we've
okay.
done is we've talked to Orange County Sheriff's. We have their plan. They have our plan. We've sat together. We're constantly reevaluating it, readjusting. Because that's the great thing about this plan we put together. This isn't just a plan we put together and we put up on a shelf and forget about it. This is a plan that we're constantly looking at. You know, here in Southern California, fire season is now year-round.
Sure.
It's no longer, oh, from October to, you know.
Right, yeah.
It's year-round. So we have to constantly be thinking about that. So our plan's got to be that way, too. So there's always going to be adjustments. And what we'd like to do in the near future is actually practice this.
I was going to ask you,
because,
you know, I know that you guys are so in tune with the practice and be ready.
Yes.
I was wondering if that's going to be part of the next, another phase.
Yes, it actually is. And we just have to give some time. So that we advertise it.
Sure.
It's kind of like when they do the freeway shutdowns and they call it the Armageddon. And
right,
that's
right.
It. That's kind of what we're going to have to do is really put it out there for weeks at a time and say, hey, look, this is what we do. And actually then test it. The biggest thing for me is testing the freeway shutdown, you know.
Sure.
Shutting down the off-ramps. How quickly can we do it? You know, does it work?
Because each phase is, I would assume, builds from one phase onto the next.
Yes, yes. And that's exactly how it's set up. Is we basically, our evacuation plan came up with 10 maps. And
okay.
we kind of broke down the area of out here, East Anaheim, into these 10 areas. So it's like, you know, we're in the 91, Serrano and Canyon Rim, Serrano and Knoll Ranch, Imperial and Santa Ana Canyon. So it's these different areas, Knoll Ranch and Imperial, setting those key areas.
Sure.
Setting those up and saying, okay, how exactly are we going to move the traffic in these areas, you know?
So one of the things I had heard is that, you know, in certain streets, you're going to come out of your hill areas or your communities, and there's going to be law enforcement or some agency
yes.
that's going to be saying, you're going that way, and it's not an option.
Yes, exactly.
How's that going to work?
So one example would be on Santa Ana Canyon. At Fairmont is right. where we kind of looked and we said, hey, this is kind of like the midway point.
Sure.
If you're coming down the hill on Fairmont towards Santa Ana Canyon, we're going to make you go right and we're going to make you go east.
Okay.
Because that was during the Canyon 2 fire. I remember driving through that area going, wow, there's no traffic at all in the eastbound lanes because we'd shut everything down.
So everybody thinks that's heading toward the fire, so you
right.
don't want to go that
right.
way.
But in reality, the fire had already passed through the area of like Weir and Santa Canyon. It was already burning south towards Orange.
Sure.
So it was safe to send people there that way, and we didn't. So that was one of those mistakes that, you know, those key learning points.
Sure.
When we do an after action, and we did a huge after action after Canyon 2. We looked at it and said, okay, what did we do wrong? What did we do right? What could we have done better? And what are we going to learn from this? And that's one of the things we learned. We said, hey, we could divert a lot of traffic eastbound. So we came up with this plan saying, if you're coming down Fairmont to Santa Canyon, we're going to push you eastbound. If you're on the, like we say, on the freeway side of Santa Ana Canyon,
sure.
At Fairmont, we're going to go westbound. We're going to push you westbound.
Okay. And one of the things that I've learned, and I'll just share, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, is from our prior Anaheim fire and rescue chief. He said there's studies that are done, so they knew exactly where that fire progression was going to be because of the wind channels and things like that.
Yes.
So they really knew that eastbound method was going to be safe.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So we don't know that as the lay people.
Yes.
We don't know that. We've already know that that's why there was the resources were going that way.
Right. Right. And that's the thing. Again, the fire is always going to dictate what plan we put in place.
Right.
You know.
So Mother Nature may change your plan.
Yeah, they may. And that's why I put that disclaimer out at the very beginning.
Sure.
This is just a starting point. This is not the catch-all, end-all plan. That's why we constantly reevaluate it. And when the fire does happen again, and it will happen again.
Sure.
You know. This is what we're going to start with, and then we're going to evaluate and adjust as needed.
It's great information. Well, I want to chat with the lieutenant when we come back. We're going to talk about what about if school's in session? What about all of our senior communities that we have out here? How does this affect if they were to go and do that high-density housing out here? These are all things I'm sure that they've thought about. We want to hear about. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat more about all of these things. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal?
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. Credit Sanitizer, they've got these solutions for you. All you need to do is go and visit them. Jeff Sipes and his team, Blue Water Credit. Reach them again at CreditSanitizer.com.
We are chatting this morning. We're learning about the, it's called Know Your Way. It's an Anaheim evacuation plan. Some of the other communities might be following along. They've worked all together. They worked, you know, it's amazing when I watch and listen to all the community, the organizations that get involved in these things, planning ahead of time. Things that none of us really think about that are going on behind the scenes. And we really need to show our appreciation. So, you know, one of the things that I love to be able to do on our broadcast is to show our appreciation to the representatives that come in here. So thank you and the entire staff and team that got together for doing this. I'm sure it's a lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of brain power and negotiation.
Very much so. Yeah.
So we, as a community, we need to say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
This is Lieutenant Rich LaRochelle, one of the times I might get it right, Emergency Management and Assistant SWAT Commander, Anaheim Police Department. So before the break, we were talking about agencies, and I don't know which one will be the one that will be at the end of my street telling me, hey, go right, go left, or whatever. But we got to follow what they say. It's not because they've got an arbitrary or an ego trip. It's a plan that you folks have all come together and put out there.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of thought and planning into this.
So to try and get people to safety quickly.
Yeah, and it may not be a police officer. It might be somebody from Public Works. But we are partnering with Public Works so that they can come out there. They bring a lot of resources, and they have personnel that they can be out there. And, you know, we may be using them to shut down streets or directing traffic. So we just ask that if there's somebody that's official out there, that,
right,
you know, City of Anaheim or City of Orange or Orange County.
Volunteers. Sheriff,
whatever, it will, maybe volunteers out there. Follow what they're instructing you to do. And please don't add to it by arguing or trying,
right,
to say, well, I need to get in there. That once you're out, pretty much.
And as you said in the first segment is, you know, plan those things. I mean, if you're, yes, told to go right, and the maps, I think you said, they're going to tell us where to go,
yes,
in advance.
Yeah. So if you go to anaheim.net / know your way, that's the website that we have set up. You'll find all the maps on there. Right now it's kind of work in progress, so we don't have every single map on there, but we do have the major maps up there, and they're actually interactive. You can click on, you'll see a little red dot with a little line through it, kind of like a do not enter.
Right.
You can actually click on that, and it tells you what road closure may be in place at that location.
So that'll also help us if I've got a child or an elderly person. It'll tell me, am I going to be able to get to them or not get to them?
Correct.
Like, because if they're in my path, I could probably get to where they're going.
Right.
But if they're not in my path, then I've got to call and make some other arrangements like you were talking about earlier.
Exactly. Again, do that pre-planning. Have some conversations. What is going to be your plan? Don't think about it the day of.
Now, my biggest concern in any of these emergencies, mm-hmm, is going to be, where are my kids? You know, if it's in the middle of the school day,
right,
you know, I'm going to move heaven and earth to try and get to wherever my kids are.
Correct.
What's the plan for my kids?
So that's the great thing about the school districts out here. For one, and during Canyon 2, they're way ahead of us. I'm not ashamed to admit, they were well ahead of us. So when we started talking about evacuation, and then we went, oh, we need to get schools, they'd already done it.
Wow.
The schools had already evacuated. So they already have their plans in place. And we talked with them, and they said, hey, look, we smell smoke, we see smoke, we see fire, whatever, we're going to start instituting our plan. They don't have to wait for us. And
sure,
that's the great part of it. And that's that communication we have with them, that collaboration.
As long as they're not trying, their plan doesn't say go west, and
right,
you say go east.
The only thing that came up during Canyon 2 that was an issue was that the evacuation point for them, all the elementary schools, the junior high that's out here, everything was evacuate to Canyon High School, which caused a huge problem for us. So now we have everybody evacuating to Canyon High School, and we had everybody trying to come to Canyon High School with their kids. That added to the chaos and to the congestion.
Sure.
So what we did is we met with the school districts, and we said, hey, look, we need to come up with a different school. Let's not use Canyon High School, which is literally in ground zero,
right
in the middle of all the chaos. So what we did is we agreed on right now Villa Park. Now, there is some plans to maybe make that a further west school and maybe a school that's in another jurisdiction, or go to some other location altogether, maybe like Anaheim Stadium or the Honda Center or something like that, making that the collection point for all the kids that are evacuating.
Which seems like it'd be a lot easier just because it's further away and it's away from all the congestion.
Yeah.
Now, Villa Park seems to me that that's more in line with what
the chief had once said was the fire path, though, isn't it?
No, it's actually further. It's still further west.
Okay.
Now, it does cause some issues for Orange Police Department and the Sheriff's Department because they contract with Villa Park.
Okay.
But that's one of the hurdles that we're trying to work through. Because
sure.
What I learned, I was educated on, is that the school districts really don't like to move their kids out of district to other districts.
Gotcha.
We came up with, hey, let's send them to Catella High School.
Right.
And they said, oh, wait, that's Anaheim Union.
Yeah.
You know, we're Orange Unified.
Right.
So there's some little, you know, hurdles that we need to get through. But
but it's good to talk about that in advance.
Exactly, and that's what we're doing. We're opening those communication lines, and we're getting people talking about it. And that's where, like, hey, maybe it's not another school we evacuate them to, but maybe it's a whole other entity, another location. Like I said, an example might be, like, the Honda Center or the stadium or something like that.
So now what happens with the senior communities that we have here?
Same thing. You know, the different, you know, residential housing and the, like, the assisted living housing, like, we ask them to basically, hey, come up with a plan. You know how many people are here. You know where your area is. It may be where it's safer for them to stay shelter in place, you know. But, again, have a plan. They know how many people they have and how many people they're going to have to get out of there. So if it's contracting maybe with the ambulance companies or shuttle service, something like that, like, we can work with them on that. If they come up with a plan and say, hey, this is what our evacuation plan is, then we can come together and say, okay, well, we'll allow, like, the shuttle buses in. Will allow, you know,
so you know ahead of time who you're looking for.
Who we're looking for. And that segues into, like, the large animal
right.
community. So there's a lot of horse properties out here, especially in Orange. There's a lot of, so we've had a lot of conversation with Orange PD, Orange Park Acres, that sort of thing. That's the big thing. Is, okay, now how do we move all these animals? And what we did is it's kind of like the Paradise Fires up in Northern California, that sort of thing. They had a lot of people showing up with trailers trying to help, but it added again to the chaos.
Right.
Right. So what we're trying to do is get ahead of it, and that's another thing that I'm in charge of is the mounted unit, our mounted enforcement, the horses. So what I've done is I've actually tasked my sergeant that is assigned to that detail to come up with the other members of the mounted enforcement team to actually start coming up with a plan on how we get large animals out of here. And they've come up with a pretty good idea of doing a identification or credentialing system where we actually, again, pre-plan. We register people ahead of time, register their trailers, and we have their names. And we're in the process of issuing them like a little ID card or credentials that allow them so that when they show up to an evacuation and they come up to a road closure and they show us the little card that they have, we're going to allow them to get in. So
wow.
They can go in, get the trailers that they need if they don't have the trailers already so that they can start evacuating horses.
But they've got to have instructions on that, I would assume, because
yes.
If they've got a horse up here at the equestrian center and the trailer's at their house,
right,
they can be causing a lot of chaos.
Yes, and that's why, again, we're talking with them now. We're talking with the different equestrian centers. We're working in partnership with all of them so that we have this plan together and we get that communication and figure it out. Okay, how's the easiest way to do this?
And are those details all on the website as well as far as who we need to talk to? Or?
Yeah, those aren't on the website quite yet because it's still really, you know, preliminary, and it was just kind of one of the ideas that we came up with. And so, but that will be pushed out, and we'll come up with a way so that people can register for those cards, and actually there'll be a process that so that we can issue those ID cards and credentials to them.
So we need people to start sharing this information. This isn't we're not trying to do this for entertainment today. I know a lot of times the things that I do are entertainment, educational. This is planning. This is serious information that the lieutenant is sharing with us. So you got to make sure and write down the website name, anaheim.net/ know your way. I'm assuming there's no spaces in there.
No, you just put it in, even if you do it or you put it in the web browser. The
web browser will come up there.
It'll come up. Know your way.
And you know, set a reminder on your calendar to maybe go back there and check it every other week. Mm-hmm. Right? Because as you said, it's changing. So we want to make sure we've got the most current information, the most current changes, know what, you know, if you've got a loved one that's in one of the senior facilities, make it your decision. It's not somebody else's responsibility to take care of them. It's a partner. We have to be in partners with the law enforcement and everyone else. You know, they're the leaders, but you guys can't do it on your own.
right? You need the community to know what their role is as well.
Exactly. That's why we came up with, right at the beginning, we knew that we had to do a marketing campaign. We had to do an education campaign, and that's why we're trying to get this word out. We're going to start going door to door a lot of places. We're putting this information out on utility bills. We partnered with the public utilities for the city of Anaheim. They're going to put that information out in utility bills even. So, you know,
pay attention.
We've been talking to a lot of realtors even.
Sure.
They're in the neighborhood. They're going door to door. So we're going to actually come up with a door hanger that they can actually hang up on doors so that we're getting there. I will mention Muller Loop is a neighborhood that is a great concern of ours.
Sure.
Because it's literally one way in, one way out.
Right.
And it's a very.
And you've got the animals and everything else.
Animals. And there's no lights back in there. A lot of the times there's very small streets. So that's where we actually have some plans in place so that we're going to actually have some community meetings specifically with those residents that live in Muller Loop, and we want their ideas. How do you think we should get you out of here?
They probably go there more often than you do.
Exactly.
Right?
They know the area.
Right? So that's where your partnership. You go to the community events, the community town halls. You listen to when these different agencies are there. They're not there for fun. They've got families, too, that they'd rather be with than going out and doing these things. So make it easy for them to go out and help them to help us. So we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. And make sure we're going to put all of this on the website. We're going to promote the heck out of this broadcast. I'm sure there's a lot more that we didn't get to. If you've got questions, put them on the site. We'll get them off to them so that you can get the information that you need. And we ask every day, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.